The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, we mentioned earlier a football match between Derry and Offaly in Croke Park yesterday evening, which was an official pilot event. There were 2,400 people allowed into Croke Park through the turnstiles. Des Cahill, you were there.
I was there. It was like far from the biggest match of the year, but it was fantastic. The sun was splitting the rocks.
Yeah.
Blue sky. And anyone going into Croke Park, now you don't see the pitch, obviously, as you enter. It's such a big stadium, so you have to go upstairs or escalators or lifts or whatever. And then you go through your little tunnel into the area you're going into. And it emerges then, the light and the bright, and the pitch was immaculate. It was like velvet.
Yeah,
I sound like somebody who loves cars. There, everyone who went there was talking about the pitch, though, the passion. Yeah. For it looked amazing. So it just kind of set a tone for the summer ahead.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
And tell me, in terms of getting in and everything, how did all that work?
That's kind of straightforward. I had to fill out forms, you know, that are standard that you do in advance, and you have done your COVID testing with them. But the fans, there was no problem, obviously, because it was easily managed for just 2,400 in getting in. But masks everywhere, etc., the usual. Everybody was spread out very far. In fact, I felt sorry for some people, because some people were put right up in the very top back corner of the stand, you know, miles from the pitch.
Yeah. And they're looking down on all the space below.
Yeah, but it was great.
And but listen, like 2,400 people in the whole of Croke Park. So, like, what did we learn from it, do you think?
Well, we learned it certainly can be done. But more importantly, even on the radio, like Joanne Cantwell sent me a text, the noise, exclamation mark, just hearing people and the cheer. Now, unfortunately, Derry won the match really easily, and unfortunately for the Offaly supporters, they made up, it appeared to me, about 80 or 90% of the crowd. So the big loud cheer only came occasionally when Offaly got a score.
And was there atmosphere, Des?
Absolutely, but the match didn't allow for much of it because Derry were on top from the start.
Yeah, okay.
But when Offaly got the goal, the cheer was fantastic. But it's kind of given us a taste for the summer.
Yeah,
and the government haven't released the numbers. Sorry, the government haven't released the numbers that will be allowed in as they go forward. But there will be a lot more allowed in over the summer months, as I understand it.
Okay, and there's another match in Croke Park tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, and you see, it was fixed for Sunday night. It's the Camogie League final between Kilkenny and Galway. And reasonably enough, there were complaints from the managers saying the players will only get home at 10 or 11, or rather leave Croke Park around 10 o'clock, get home at 12 or 1, and they're to be in work tomorrow, and that's not fair. And that's a valid point. There are 3,000 tickets available for tonight. They have not all been purchased. But I think, on the other hand, the reason it's on late is because of TV. It's getting live TV coverage. And I think it would be a brilliant showcase for Camogie at a great time slot.
Yeah. And Des, so I'm getting that yesterday made you very optimistic for the summer, yeah?
Oh, just have the competition and the bit of noise again. And the booing of decisions and all that. It's not that everyone's happy in there.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. The pain,
but they're happy,
is part
happy
of it.
In their pain, of course.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Thanks a million, Des Cahill. Talk to you again.
Good.
And let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.